As he spoke, the loading bay's slow-moving door finally crawled its way closed, then settled into its seat with a loud boom. Han glanced over his shoulder to where R2-D2 stood at the droid station.
Okay, R2. Tell security to open that door again now, Han said.
After the Falcon had entered the loading bay, the facility's stubborn security computer had insisted on closing the door, even refusing an override command to leave it open.
We'll be ready to leave before it clears.
R2-D2 tweeted an acknowledgement. A second later, he added a notification tweedle. Han turned forward again and saw a message scrolling across his primary display. Security is unable to comply immediately. There is an emergency access request at the tunnel hatch.
An emergency request?
Han turned toward the back of the loading bay, where the access tunnel began its run into the Jedi Temple. The iris hatch was already half dilated, revealing the torso of a young woman in light Molotex armor. She seemed to be turned half away, as though looking at something behind her.
What the blazes?
Captain Solo?
Terran's voice was filled with alarm.
What's wrong?
Stand by,
Han said, still watching as the hatch completed its dilation.
We've got company.
What kind of company?
Jedi, I think. Maybe an emergency evacuation.
As Han spoke, the figure turned. She was an attractive female of about 16, with brown eyes much darker than her hair. She had a small scar at the corner of her mouth that suggested a cruel smile. And in her hand, she held a small silver orb that looked all too familiar.
Vistara Kai?
Han gasped. His gaze went back to the silver orb, and his confusion vanished in a flash of understanding and rage. He activated the external speakers.
Detonator!
He yelled.
Everyone, get back in here!
Before Han could add the word now, Vistara stepped through the open hatch. For a moment, Han thought she wasn't going to attack after all, that he was misinterpreting what he was seeing, and this was just some strange sequence of events that did not yet make sense. Then Vistara moved aside, revealing a long line of dark-robed warriors behind her. Han activated the ship's automatic blaster cannon and designated the hatch as the target area. Vistara used a gentle, underhanded pitch to toss the detonator toward the Falcon, then continued to hold her hand up, using the force to guide the silver orb toward the boarding ramp. Han glanced back at his cam display, hoping to see Leia and Basil leaping to safety with Alana in tow. Instead, he saw Angie springing toward the tunnel mouth and Basil extending a big green arm in the detonator's direction. The Romoan waved his hand toward the loading bay wall, and the silver orb veered straight toward the Falcon's flight deck. Han didn't need an astromech droid to tell him its new trajectory would carry it within a few meters of the pilot's seat.
Feck!
Han leapt up and sprang toward the access corridor at the rear of the flight deck.
Go, R2! Go!